Stay wired. Post Tech Update today. We're going to revisit a top-notch call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that you absolutely need to hear. No one is ready to say that Tesla is in over its head, at least not yet. But now a new and different investigation into the failure of Tesla's self-driving mode, the resulting injuries, deaths, and property damage, is casting an ominous shadow. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by SimpliSafe. Save 20% on a new SimpliSafe system with a Fast Protect plan at simplysafekim.com. Until now, Tesla has faced only a few civil suits resulting from its autopilot crashes and deaths. The feds have provided only a slap in Tesla's face by warning drivers that the autopilot isn't quite safe. But now, the federal investigators are thinking Tesla committed wire and securities fraud by misleading not only its customers, but also its investors with false reports about the capabilities of Tesla's self-driving abilities. And if they're able to charge the company with a deception to lure investors and prop up the stock, that's serious business, the kind that could, and in this case probably will, send someone to jail. Get smart advice and tricks for all your devices delivered free. Join a 500,000 folks at GetKim.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LipsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Okay, coming up next, a call that you're definitely going to want to hear because I bet you'll learn something new.
Yeah, Sarah in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good.
Thank you.
What's happening with you and how can I help you?
Well, you know, we're looking at houses here in Indiana, and some of the homes that we see have, you know, a stereo hookup all throughout the house, whole house sound. And I know a lot of people play music from their phones and things like that. And I just, you know, recently just removed myself from a couple of the big tech players in terms of holding digital music. And I was just wondering if you had any suggestions on a place that's more secure, but I can still play music from my phones. I just honestly don't want that information out there. And I'm trying to reduce my digital footprint, if you will. So just thought maybe you might have some tips on that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are like you, Sarah, where we're looking around, we're going, I don't know, big tech has a lot, and they seem to have a lot under control, which maybe they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that you can do is to start looking at a NAS. A NAS is a network attached storage device. And basically what it is, it's a hard drive that's in an enclosure.
Okay.
And you plug it into your router via an Ethernet cable. And then basically anything that is on that drive is accessible to any device anywhere. So the concept is that you're going to put all of your music that you have onto the NAS.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have if you have a smart speaker in one room, it can access that music or different playlists. You can have something playing in the living room, another one playing in the kids' room, or you know something happening in the home theater, and something else on the patio. But the NAS allows you to have access to all of that. So that's just the hard drive itself. So what you need after that is the software to make it run. Now, there's a piece of software called Plex, and it's at plex.tv. And a lot of these, you know, that you see online, like, you know, we can give you all these movies for free and blah, blah, blah. It's all, you know, copyright violations. Is that's a copyright violation, but using the software is not. And so if you go to plex.tv, you can get the software that will allow you to organize your music and it will find duplicates. You can set up playlists, you know, anything, and it has album art, just, you know, everything that you'd see like on Google Play or on Apple iTunes. Now, as far as with the NAS, depending upon your music, it's, you know, they're not cheap, but they're not relatively expensive too when you start thinking about how much that you're paying for your music in the month. And you said like your big tech footprint is that you look at a 12 terabyte, it's a dual drive for about $375. And it's made by Western Digital. So let me do this. Let me put a link out and we'll also email you the link, but I'll put a link over at komando.com. in the commando community in the Q&A forum for anybody who wants to take a look at something like this. You know, it's a very viable solution. It doesn't take a lot of setup, but it is something that, you know, you want to make sure that you give yourself some extra time to do it. And Sarah, thank you for your call.
You are the best for tuning in. Now, if you're curious about something, pop over to commando.com and click email Kim. I read every single email like it's a secret code to unlock some hidden tech treasure. And you can catch the tech wave. How? Just get my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.